Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 here with Liena Denisenko. Did I say that right?
Hi.
And we are talking about F-sharp. So what's cool about F-sharp to you?
Oh, F-sharp is my favorite language based on .NET. Mm-hmm. I love it because it's functional programming language and it's fully open sourced. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can do a lot of amazing stuff in F-sharp. In particular, my talk was dedicated to embracing cloud computing.
Oh! Yeah. So there's a way to do cloud computing with F-sharp?
Yeah, there is an amazing framework. Its name is Embrace. Mm-hmm. It's written in F-sharp, and it offers a really innovative approach to deal with highly loaded and scalable computations and data and spreading this code across the cloud.
So anytime I'm looking at distributed type things, I'm thinking, holy cow, this is going to be super complicated.
It is.
How does Embrace make it easier?
It is easy for user, but it is complicated inside.
I see.
The advantage is that the user is abstracted away from all the complex things. So it is about computation expressions. Uh-huh. A sharp feature called computation expressions allows user to be focused and concentrated on the main code logic.
And by user, you mean the actual programmer.
Programmer, software
okay.
engineer.
Okay.
So you just install Embrace. You have a cluster. Mm-hmm. First of all, you need to have a cluster. You install it, Embrace runtime on all your machines. Uh-huh. You have a client from where you connect to your cluster runtime. You make a connection with it. And you just execute the code wrapped in the cloud block. And it runs distributed across all your machines.
That's amazing. So is there, like, if I don't have like 5 or 6 machines at home, is there a way that I can like go on Azure and spin up VMs that are running these things?
Actually, yeah. You have different cluster setup options. Uh-huh. You can use your custom cloud configuration. Uh-huh. You can use Azure virtual machines, for mm-hmm. example, create a virtual network and then create virtual machines and add them there. And another, my favorite option, fancy, it is using Brisk Engine. Brisk uh-huh. Engine, it is an innovative stuff from Elastic Cloud uh-huh. company. You can create clusters there just one click.
Oh, yeah.
You just indicate number of machines, the location where you're going to place your cluster.
That's crazy.
And 10, 15 minutes, you have already cluster.
I remember back in my day, kids, when I had to build my own machine if I wanted another one. It's crazy. So do you have a second to show us how this works in code?
Yeah.
What's going on here in this block of code?
Okay. Here is a simple sample for illustration of the nature of cloud code execution. What this code does is finding the longest web page from the list of given URL addresses. We have a max content length function. Its body is wrapped in the cloud block. Inside, if we go through this code line by line, we'll see the content length jobs that are finding the length of each web page from the list of given URL addresses. Mm-hmm. And then we're executing these jobs in parallel in the cloud. And the last line, we're getting our results right back from the cloud to our client. It all happens behind the scenes. All the distribution is performed in the background. So as a user, you don't need to worry about what happens inside. The work is just done for you. It is possible because of F-sharp computation expressions feature, and there is special type called Cloud Builder.
Got it.
It is defined inside Embrace framework, and it contains methods for handling side effects. Side effect here is spreading the code and data through the cloud cluster.
Right. So here's the interesting thing. I see there's like a term that says, on the code it says cloud.parallel. It reminds me very much of parallel.4.
Oh, actually cloud builder and cloud block is very similar to async.
Oh, okay.
But async operates threads. Cloud operates your worker machines.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So it's like an async await, but for machines.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And so how can someone get started with Embrace? Is there like a website they can go to?
Yeah. There are plenty of samples on GitHub. There is an organization called Nessus, which runs Embrace project. There is a channel on Gitter and also on Slack. And if I'm not mistaken, Guys are very friendly to answer questions, and you can address questions for me too.
Oh, awesome.
There is a tutorial. There are several videos about Embrace. And you can just, it is open source. You can look through the code and find how to use it.
So let's see if I understand. Embrace is a way of distributing like simple computing or any kind of computing across multiple machines in a declarative way using F#.
Sure. It's like a programming model. It's the way you use functional programming to abstract away from all the things you as a programmer don't need to dive into.
Right.
And it's a runtime. You can use both C# and F#.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, that's fantastic. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
And hopefully you can catch her talk. I think they're recording all the talks at .infringe, so you'll be able to see it later. Thanks for watching, and we will see you next time.